USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. A powerful winter storm is causing severe problems to parts of upstate New York. Jefferson County declared a state of emergency and enacted a travel ban Saturday following strong winds and blizzard conditions, state police said. In Buffalo,
many of our emergency vehicles were stuck as they were trying to respond to calls last night, to the point where we could not guarantee emergency service in an area that roughly has about 500,000 people.
That's Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. He said at least two people died because paramedics were unable to respond to life-threatening medical emergencies. Another body was discovered in a vehicle of someone who died overnight, and Poloncarz expects that number will increase. At least 16 people have died nationwide from the weather, CNN reported. The timing is also bad for Christmas travel, with more than 16,000 flight delays Saturday and more than 5,000 cancellations, according to FlightAware. Whether families make it to their destination or not, Cardinal Timothy Dolan of the Archdiocese of New York has a Christmas message.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men. I bring you good news. Here in Bethlehem, a Savior, his part for us, and his name is Christ the Lord.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is condemning Russia after a deadly Christmas Eve missile strike. On Saturday, Russia launched a series of strikes on the city of Kherson, killing at least 10 people and injuring 55. A federal judge is banning San Francisco, at least temporarily, from clearing homeless encampments. The ruling says the city violated its own policy, failing to offer other shelter. A lawsuit sought the court to stop the clearing until the city has thousands of additional shelter beds in place. President Biden is wishing Americans a peaceful Christmas Eve. He took to Twitter Saturday to say he hopes that everything that divides us fades us away this holiday season. This is USA News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
Former Republican candidate for governor Carrie Lake says she will appeal a decision handed down by an Arizona judge Saturday dismissing her election misconduct suit. The former TV news anchor alleged that election officials in Maricopa County had sabotaged her victory by causing printer malfunctions and violating chain of custody procedures. A nationwide lottery jackpot swells.
Nobody matched all six numbers in Friday night's $510 million drawing. That means the jackpot grows to an estimated $565 million, the sixth largest jackpot in the history of the game. Mega Millions says it's only the 11th time the prize has been higher than $500 million. The next drawing is Tuesday night. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Tis the season for some Christmas cheer, but Financial Buzz says New York City is the worst place for the holiday spirit. The data, compiled from 50 cities nationwide, says the Big Apple has the lowest rates of holiday decoration shops, Christmas tree lots, gift shops, and food banks. While the Buffalo Bills are cheering, they clinched the third straight AFC East title, beating the Chicago Bears on Saturday 35-13. Buffalo now has the inside track for the top seed in the conference. The intense winter storm won't keep Santa from making his annual Christmas Eve flight. A spokesman for the North American Aerospace Defense Command in Colorado Springs is reassuring children that the Arctic blast will have no effect on Santa's travel plans. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.